Daddy.
And Victoria. And today we're going to read a story called The Journey of a Humpback Whale by Karen Jenner. Let's get started.
What's a humpback whale?
We're going to find all about a humpback whale. Splash! A humpback whale jumps out of the sea. Do you see the big picture? Mm-hmm. His name is Triton, after a sea god in ancient myths. Triton has a very powerful tail. The fins at the end of his tail are called flukes. Triton has special markings under his flukes. Every humpback whale has different markings. The tail, do you see the picture of the tail?
No.
Right there. Those are the flukes. Do the flukes of these humpbacks look different to you?
Yes.
Let me look.
Oh, yeah.
Let me look at them.
Those are flukes?
Yep. The pieces of the tail. Whales live in the sea, but they are not fish. Triton breathes air like humans and other mammals. He can hold his breath underwater for about 30 minutes.
What?
But usually he swims to the surface every 4 to 10 minutes.
What?
Then Triton breathes through the blowholes at the top of his head, and he sprays a cloud of mist into the sky. So, who did we read about the other day that has a hole on the top of the head and is a mammal and has to come up to the surface to breathe? What kind of animal?
Dolphin.
A dolphin. And so the dolphin and the whale are both mammals.
And the fish aren't mammals.
And fish are not mammals. So that, what does that mean about fish and sharks?
That fish and sharks don't have to go up and
They breathe. Can stay under the water all the time. They don't ever have to come up and breathe. Right? Blowholes. Humpback whales have 2 blowholes. The mist from a whale is like your misty breath in cold weather. Sometimes Triton makes special noises under the water. Groan, grunt, chirp. Triton sings loudly, repeating the same song again and again. The eerie sounds of his song can be heard far away. Only male humpback whales like Triton sing the special song. He sings so other whales will know where he is, especially female whales. See how big he is?
Wow.
So this is what a humpback whale song sounds like. Pretty cool, right? So that's how they communicate and talk with those different sounds. Triton has spent the winter in the warm water in the Caribbean Sea. The Caribbean is down below Florida, down where we live. Now he is hungry. There isn't much food for a whale here. In the warm water, in winter, whales swim to warm water to mate and to give birth to their young, to their babies. It's time for Triton to swim thousands of miles home to the far north of the Atlantic Ocean. He lives there for most of the year. The water is cold in the north, and Triton knows that it will be full of good food to eat. So here is a map of the United States, and all the way down here is where they start. And that's where they have their babies, in the warm water. But then when they need food, they need to travel all the way up here, all the way up to the very, very cold waters up in the north in order to get food.
Guys, I think right now it is 2,000 buses long.
Swish, swish. Triton moves his mighty tail up and down as he swims. He uses his long flippers to steer. His skin is smooth and sleek, so he can glide through the water. Triton swims at a slow and steady pace. He has a very long way to go. Swimming. Whales, dolphins, and porpoises move their tails up and down to swim. Fish move their tails from side to side. So what would a shark do? Side to side, because a fish is a shark, right? But then a whale, dolphin, or porpoise, how do they move their tails? Up and down. So it's another way that makes them different from fish and sharks. Triton meets his friend Spoon as he swims north. They travel together for a while, playing as they swim. Triton and Spoon poke their heads out of the water and look around. Triton listens carefully. He can hear many sounds that help him to know what is in the ocean around him. Now he hears a splash. What is it?
Is it a killer whale?
The eyes underwater. A clear layer of film covers a whale's eyeballs. This protects the whale's eyes from the sting of the salty seawater. It's Spoon. She leaps out of the water in a move called a breach. Now it's Triton's turn. He dives backwards with his flippers high in the air. Splash. After all that swimming and playing, Triton and Spoon take a rest. But Triton is only half asleep. Part of his brain must stay awake to remind him to swim to the surface and take a breath of air. A mother whale called Salt swims nearby with her calf. You see the baby and how tiny the baby is in comparison to the giant whale? This is the calf's first journey north. She learns to swim and dive by watching her mother. As she grows, the calf will develop a layer of fat called blubber, which will give her energy when the food is hard to find. Blubber will also keep her warm in the cold water of the north. Her first breath. Sometimes a mother whale helps her calf to the surface to take its first breath of air. Triton dives under the water and swims north. Look out! It's too late. Triton is caught in a fishing net. He rolls around and around trying to escape. He's been underwater for too long and he must swim to the surface to breathe. Swish goes his mighty tail. Swish! Finally, Triton finds an opening in the net and swims through to the surface of the water. At last, he opens his blowholes and breathes his air. There are dangerous nets. Many whales and dolphins die when they're accidentally caught in nets or other fishing gear. Why would they die if they get caught in the net? They wouldn't be able to get up and breathe. And we know that whales and dolphins need to get up to the surface to breathe. Triton feels weak, too weak to swim. He drifts with the ocean tide and it carries him to the shore. Triton can feel the sandy seabed scrape against the skin on his belly. He must swim back to deep water or he'll be stranded on the beach. He tries to swish his tail. Bit by bit, he moves backwards away from the shore. His strength is coming back. Swish, swish, swish. Do you think he's going to make it back to the deep waters?
Yes, yes.
So you see why, even though he needs air, he can't live on the beach like this. That's called a beached whale, where they're stuck on the beach like that because they're so tired. As he swims north, Triton hears the sound of a boat in the distance. It is a whale-watching boat, and the people on the boat gaze at him in wonder. This makes Triton feel much better. He knows that they won't hurt him. Triton swims towards the boat. He breaches and flicks his tail. The people laugh and take pictures. Whale watching boats leave from many coastal places depending on the season for people to watch whales. Triton swims even farther north where the water is colder. He takes a giant gulp of cold water. It's filled with many small fish. Instead of teeth, Triton has long bristles called baleen. He filters out the extra water through the baleen, then swallows the fish. Delicious. Food for whales. Humpback whales feed on small fish, such as sardines, herring, and tiny shrimp-like creatures called krill. Whales gather wherever there is enough food. Soon, Triton sees his friend Spoon, and together they dive under the water, blowing bubbles in a big circle to catch a school of herring. Triton surfaces, his mouth full of fish. Screak! 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 Hungry seagulls arrive to see if Triton will share his catch. He lets them have a few fish. Triton's almost home, where there will be plenty of food for him and many other whales. At last, Triton arrives home. It has taken him 35 days. He swam nearly 2,000 miles or 3,000 kilometers from the Caribbean Sea to the cold waters off the coast of Canada. Now Triton will stay here swimming and playing and eating as much fish as he wants. Then, when winter comes, he will make the long journey south. All right, the end. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great night.
Bye. Bye.